We are one with Christ, October 20. Our life is hid with Christ in God through baptism. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God, Colossians 3:3. Great responsibility comes to those who have been baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Strive to understand the meaning of the words, ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. In the new life upon which you have entered, you are pledged to represent the life of Christ. Having put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, put on therefore as elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. The old sinful life is dead, the new life entered into with Christ by the pledge of baptism. Practice the virtues of the Savior's character. Let his wisdom dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. The sins that were practiced before conversion are to be put off with the old man. With the new man, Christ Jesus, are to be put on kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Those who in the spirit and love of Christ will become one with him will be in close fellowship with one another, bound up by the silken cords of love. All ye are brethren will be the sentiment of every child of faith. All will be equally one with Christ.